be by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as becoming the gospel. Let your conversation between one another be as becoming the simple gospel message of Jesus Christ. Let your conversation be as it becoming the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one faith, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Now, like when that scripture says that, to you of salvation, and that salvation, that is of God. For unto you is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which he saw in me and now here to be in me. Yes, indeed, the message of the gospel. And our conversation should be as becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Now we want to turn over here to the book of First Thessalonians, where we'll find that the gospel, when it's preached and it's preached by the presence of God with a man to preach it, it comes in power and it comes in demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And that's called preaching. That's when God enables a man to declare the truth of God's word and to preach the truth of it. We'll find here in the book of that 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, it says, beginning there at the verse 2, it says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Now, how in the world could he say that he knew their election? Had he seen the Lamb's Book of Life? No, no one has seen or looked into the Lamb's Book of Life. The only authority for that book is Jesus Christ himself, and he knows every name that's in it. No, he's not talking about